There were so many wonderful jewels in this conversation. I'd like to just highlight a few and lift up a couple of other things that maybe we can think about and challenge ourselves as we continue to move forward in maintaining thriving relationships and living through this COVID-19, and perhaps even thinking about coming out of this COVID-19. What will a new normal look like? But first, I want to amplify the conversation around the connections and the power of connections. And one of the things that you heard repeatedly throughout this conversation, and I want to encourage you to apply to your life, is to plan how you will stay connected to people, to plan what those connections look like. There was some talk about being an introvert versus an extrovert, and introverts draw their energy and their vitality from withdrawing and being alone. And so some introverts during this pandemic felt really jazzed, right? But extroverts draw their energy from interacting with people and from being out and from engaging in the world. And so for many people who are extroverted, this pandemic has been socially isolating and socially painful. So the power of connections and planning, whether that is phone calls, whether that is socially distant walks outside, whether that is Zoom calls or social media, whatever that looks like, planning is critically important. It's been said over and over that if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. And at this point, through this pandemic process, we should have learned enough about what we need that we can start to make a difference in our own lives. The other thing that was talked about frequently is the importance of physical activity, and that physical activity does not have to be outside. You can walk around your chair, you can walk around a table, you can walk up and down a small hallway in your apartment or in your home. There is a viral video story going around about an older Black woman who lost a whole bunch of weight over the past period of time by walking around her very small apartment. And she just said she'd get up and just walk around circles in her little tiny apartment. And she improved her health during this difficult time. The last thing that I want to lift up and encourage you as you think about courageous conversations and how to move forward with maintaining thriving relationships during the remainder of this COVID-19 pandemic and beyond is to remember it's okay to not be okay. That was said and it's been said many times before, but it bears repeating. So many times we feel we have to put on a brave face. We feel like we have to take care of other people. But this is a time where I hope that you have learned that it's okay to not be okay, but to plan and to do some of the other things, physical activity, to determine whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, and to take care of yourself as you move forward so that you can continue to give to others.